from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ah, yes. Time for the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Maren Patron, a nice Irish-Italian flair there. Or is it Spanish, or is Patron? Hi, Maren. Good morning.
Good morning. You nailed it. Irish and Italian.
That's beautiful. And I can see Maren on our video mix, and you can too at kdkradio.com. So I know you're busy, busy, busy. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us to kind of give us the rundown of what you've got going this weekend.
Yeah, of course. Happy to. Very excited to be talking with you.
So what's the game plan?
Yeah, so first of all, we're super excited to be celebrating again at the Cary Blast Furnaces, National Historic Landmark, excellent location for the event. The event is this weekend, starting tonight at 4 p.m., all day tomorrow, and then through 5 p.m. on Sunday.
And I'm looking at some of these artists I've seen. Donnie Irish, I love these guys, and I think it's funny. Paul, they call Donnie Iris the Donnie Llama. And the Donnie Irish wants Donnie at some point to grace them with his presence. And I just saw Donnie Irish, and he said, yeah, Larry, I'd love to do that. So anyway, that's this evening at 4:45. And Mike Gallagher, love him. Here's one that got my attention, Maren. Bastard mm-hmm. Bearded Irishman.
Yeah, they're a great Celtic rock group. Great Celtic rock group.
All right. So what are some of the other highlights for the weekend?
Yeah. So a few other entertainers I have to mention is Gaelic Storm, Screaming Orphans. Ali the Piper, the Drowsy Lads, really amazing groups. Also some other fun new things. We're actually having what we're calling a fiddle frenzy, and we're bringing all of the fiddle players from all of the bands that perform at the festival to do a show together tomorrow evening. So that'll be cool. That hasn't really been done before. I think people really like to see that. And some other exhibits. For the first time, we're having a stone lifting competition.
Oh, Paul, so there you go.
You can come. It's got some Celtic roots, and you can come and see if you are strong enough to lift the stones here at the festival.
Maren, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know about the food.
Oh, there it is.
Waiting for us to get to my favorite part. So we are actually cooking, my family, my ancestors' recipes that they brought over to Pittsburgh from Ireland. We've got Irish stew, bread pudding, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, cold cannon, bangers and mash, Dublin coddle. I could go on and on about the traditional Irish dishes that we have at the fest in there. So
that sounds wonderful.
Will there be any Irish whiskey or beer?
Well, we will. And we're thrilled to have Dublin our Irish whiskey. They're the new official Irish whiskey of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're going to be featuring some specialty cocktails and some free sampling. So if you'd like to come in and imbibe a little bit for the taste of free sample of a couple whiskeys, they're going to be there. And of course, we'll have Guinness and Murphy's and Harp and Smittix and cider, and just a great mix for every style of drinker.
And yeah. By the way, this is the 33rd year they're doing that. You've got more than 50 booths.
Wow.
What do you want? You want back to the stone thing, don't
no,
you?
I want to ask about the times for each day.
Yeah. So tonight we open at 4, and if you get there before 6 p.m., you get in for $10 for the whole evening. We'll go till about 11 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday we'll be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
I love it. This is good stuff. Now, what part of Ireland is your family from, Maren?
We're from sort of County Cork, but we're a little bit all over.
Those are my people.
Oh, maybe we're cousins.
Maybe. What's your maiden name?
Well, my maiden name is Patron.
Oh, it is Patron.
Yeah. Yeah. My family name was Smith. I have Smith, Flanagan, Cassidy, O'Donnell, Craig, all the Irish names you can imagine.
So my dad's mom's 100% Irish, from the County Cork.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I'm sure we've got some sort of connection.
As you know, there's a giant Irish influence here in the region. And I figured it out. When they came to America, they're like, this kind of looks like Ireland a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And they got, when they came to Pittsburgh, because there was a lot of great jobs. A lot of Irishmen worked at Carrickfergus. So it's kind of cool for people to realize their Irish ancestors worked here and the location of the festival.
Yeah, for those that don't know, where is the Carrickfergus?
So it's kind of splits the divide between Swissvale and Rankin. It's right on the river across from the waterfront area. So you're familiar with the waterfront property.
Right.
Just across the river there. So relatively close. You can see the Kennywood roller coasters from us, if that helps give some frame of reference as well.
Yeah, it's a really cool location. I know they're working on a film studio there for the future. So it's the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Maren Patron, have a great weekend, and I'm going to sign Paul up for the stone lifting. He loves to be stoned.
I can't wait to see how you guys do.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much.
So, Paul, I had a chance to visit Ireland once, and I went to the County Cork, where my grandmother's family is from, and sat, I swear to God, in a thatched roof pub named Murphy's.
Oh, that's perfect.
And this family came in and sang Irish songs, and they explained the meaning behind a lot of the lyrics, including this song.
This is a very special song to me. My grandfather loved this song dearly, and it wasn't until just a couple of years ago, Larry, that I found out what the meaning of the music is on Danny Boy. It's a mother's lament to a son who's leaving, and she figures that she's not going to be around when he comes back. But when he comes back, she wants him to visit her grave.
And they were, you know, constricted into, or whatever, what's the word?
Conscripted.
There? Conscripted. Mm-hmm. Constricted. Come on, Larry.
When they say the pipes are calling, they're talking about the coming war, the battle.
All the able-bodied men had to. Meanwhile, NFL season underway last night. The Chiefs just got by the Ravens, and that's okay with us.
Yeah, the final play of the game, a Ravens receiver caught the ball in the end zone, but he had a toe on the line, and they called it a touchdown at first, but then the review, they waved it off, and the game was over, and that's that.
And Taylor Swift was a prominent guest.
Yeah, I don't know. They should probably have like a Taylor Swift cam count for each game. Swift, how many times that she winds up on TV? And they were making a thing, by the way, Larry, out of who she was sitting with. Well, she was with the Kelce clan, but not Mahomes' wife. That was she wasn't involved this time around.
Well, the suggestion is that they're on opposite aisles when it comes to the campaign.
Oh, okay.
Mahomes' wife, which I don't know if it's true or not, put out some tweet about Trump, and Swift put out something about Harris. So But that may not be true either.
Yeah, you know, I think I speak for a fair number of fans when I say I really don't want to know that
I
stuff.
I really don't care. You do what you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let me enjoy your music and the football game, and you know, worry about the election on, you know, November, whatever it is.
And then you've got a Friday night game in Brazil. Now, this is really rare. Hasn't happened in 54 years.
A Friday night game, Larry.
Opening the NFL season. So you got Thursday night, Friday night. They'll give you college football Saturday.
And then wire to wire on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I mean, and there are people who go through the whole day and watch like three full games.
Any married guy listening who's still married has heard this. Is that all you're going to do all day is watch football?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I assume you've heard that at one point or another,
no,
right? Yeah.
No. Me, no. Because I'm usually at the game, right? Whether it's Pitt. By the way, we're leaving today for Cincinnati. Pitt plays the Bearcats at noon tomorrow.
You've been there before, so I got to ask the question. Do you like Cincinnati chili?
I've never had Skyline chili.
Are you kidding me?
I've never had it.
Oh,
should I get it tonight?
Absolutely. Try Skyline chili. There's a number of Gold Stars, another one. I love Cincinnati chili. It's a thing. Some people don't care for it. When you say the word chili,
what is it? What's the difference between
the difference is very it's a meat-based kind of a gravy, if you want to call it that, and it has some unusual spices in it that you wouldn't find. They're like a Mediterranean, almost Greek. Flavors.
Skyline chili.
It's wonderful. I really enjoy it.
I guess I shouldn't have brought a white shirt.
And you can order it several ways. You can get it, you know, as a typical over like spaghetti noodles with some cheese on, a big pile of shredded cheese on top. Or you can get it with beans. They'll add beans. You can get it with oyster crackers. And I think that's called a five-way.
I'm looking for, they said there's a barbecue place in Cincinnati. Is it?
Oh, I have no doubt there is. Yeah. That I'm certain there's got to be at least one really, really good place for barbecue in Cincinnati.
Let's see. What is it? I'm looking at, what did they tell me? Was it Morelli's or Marlene? No, there's Marlene Lager House in Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, one thing that we share with Cincinnati is we both have Hofbräuhauses.
You ever been there? Okay, Skyline Chili.
Mm-hmm.
15-ounce can of Skyline Chili's secret recipe.
Mm-hmm. This chili tastes very much like the spaghetti sauce at my favorite restaurant in my hometown. There's a similarity to it. And as I remember now, the guy who opened that Italian restaurant was actually from Yugoslavia.
Ah, Montgomery Inn.
There you go. That's it, Montgomery Inn.
And they...
They ship all over the place, in fact.
Yeah, there's Montgomery Inn, the Boathouse.
Yeah.
It's on the Riverside Drive in Cincy.
I hope you guys get to do all of it. I hope you get to try all of it. And one thing you can do, by the way, with Cincinnati chili, which a lot of people do prefer, is to get it on a hot dog. They'll serve it on hot dogs with a, you know.
Maybe I'll try pile
that. Of cheese. That's a really good way to go.
Now you're making me hungry.
Man, I am starving.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, we're going to talk about all the good food at the Irish Festival. Now we're talking about Cincinnati stuff.
And we're waiting for our Oakmont Bakery delivery.
Oh, that's right. TikTok, right? Come on, Patrick.
Patrick O'Connor. Come on, man. We count on you. Dan Zangrilli's going to join us next to preview tonight's big matchup, the KDK Radio High School Football Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, McKee Sport, and TJ. Coverage starts with the Swartout Financial kickoff show at 6.
Second down and goal, handoff going to Hayes. Hits down over the 2 to the 1. They say he broke the plane. It's a touchdown, Aliquippa, and a touchdown for Tyke Hayes with 8:04 to go in the opening quarter. Aliquippa sets themselves up with an interception in a short field, and they are able to march it downfield, and they go 35 yards on a total of 5 plays to take this 6-0 lead over Bell Verdon.
That's the voice of our own Dan Zangrilli, who heads up our coverage of high school football and tonight's game of the week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, McKee Sport, and Thomas Jefferson. Our coverage starts with the Swartout Financial kickoff show at 6. Dan Zangrilli, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
It's a good day for football. Well, of course, we may have active weather again tonight. I know it canceled a couple of games last week. You had to deal with weather, right?
Yeah, we did, and we were singing and dancing, and it's unfortunate we didn't get to see what was a really intriguing matchup of the two state champions going at one another. So hopefully that does not prevent or inhibit anything tonight, because we've got a really good one.
So it's Tigers against the Jaguars, both very proud teams with great histories.
They have typically met in week 9 for years, and they were conference opponents. And unfortunately, because of conference reshuffling, that these two neighborhood rivalries are not in the same conference anymore. And, you know, every once in a while, stuff like that falls through the cracks, but at least you get a non-conference matchup. McKeesport, believe it or not, has won 3 of the last 4 games after Thomas Jefferson had a really nice run of dominance. I think Thomas Jefferson is in a better place this year, not to say that under Bill Chirpak, the legendary former Panther, the guy who's won 9 WPIL titles, which is tied for most of anybody all time. He's got his Jaguars in a good spot. Really a coin flip game. It'd be hard for me to pick who's going to come out on top. So that's why we're going to do the game. That's why we're going to be there. And hopefully it's going to turn out and live up to the billing.
Yeah, Bill Chirpak has been extraordinarily successful over the years with his teams. And we see that, Dan, with some of these coaches who really, in his case, he spent his adult life after playing football at a high level helping kids.
He's been there for 30 years. He's third all time on the coaching wins list in WPIL history, only behind Jim Render, one. And a guy who I think he has an outside chance to catch, he needs, I believe, 32 victories to surpass Joe Hamilton, who was the Blackhawk coach for so many years. 30 years, 9 WPIL titles. He's got a handful of state championships as well. He is, if not the best all-time, most certainly on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we have so many great connections here in this town when it comes to high school football, and you have been doing this for over 20 years now, and you've seen just about all you can possibly see when it comes to covering games, right?
you get to see a lot of unique things, and you know it's a lot of fun when you know it's quintessential Pittsburgh, right? In the case of Bill Chirpak, he's kind of born and raised in Steel Valley, got his coaching start under, you know, and with and around George Novak, who was at Woodland Hills for all those years. But before that, he was at Steel Valley. So, you know, what we do here at KDKA is Pittsburgh, and Bill Chirpak is most definitely, just listen to him talk, he's pure Pittsburgh. So it's been a lot of fun to cover a lot of his teams over the years, great games, and maybe we'll see something special tonight, as we did a few years ago during a McKeesport TJ game.
All right, now you have your team assembled. You got your sidekick, Coach Johnny Lee. You've got Donnie Football has been a new addition this year.
He's been incredible, as we knew he would be. The guy, obviously, is all things pigskin, and he's added a great element. He played offensive line in college, a really good high school player as well. So he knows his ball. He's bringing a really unique, fresh perspective and sound to the broadcast, and couldn't be more thrilled to have Donnie on the team.
And it all starts at 6 with the Sworn Up Financial Kickoff Show. Then again, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, KDK's high school football game of the week. It's McKeesport and Thomas Jefferson with a voice, Dan Zangrilli. And by the way, Dan, want to give a shout out because the Dan McCann Luncheon begins every second Tuesday of the month starting next week. And you've been there. This is a great organization that really highlights and supports high school sports, particularly football, obviously, this time of year.
Yeah, and Larry, you were so gracious to invite me a few years ago. And it's really amazing. The A-list guests that they're able to get, a lot of times they're some really, really good Steelers, and we've seen, you know, all the local universities represented and the accomplishments of some other sports teams, not just high school football, right? We're so obsessed with high school football, but boys and girls soccer doing some really amazing things, and we get to highlight all of those accomplishments. You get to hear some incredible speakers, and it's a great collection of the old and the young coming together, quintessential Western Pennsylvania, right? I just said that a moment ago. Well, this is that. And thank you for inviting me to these luncheons, and they're open to the public. So I would urge anybody who loves Western Pennsylvania high school sports to check it out, get to these luncheons, because they are really, really a wonderful thing that we have in our community.
Yeah, and that's Tuesday again at noon, Masonic Temple in the Westview area. So, Dan Zangrilli, have a great game tonight, partner.
Larry, thank you, man. Safe travels to Cincy.
You got it. All right, Erin is our producer, and Paul, she's very familiar with a popular show. All right, Erin, tell us about this show.
Okay, so the show is called Hot Ones. It started a few years ago. It grew a lot of traction. And basically, this guy, he's interviewing really, really big celebrities that are stepping into the limelight while trying 10 different wings with 10 different hot sauces. It goes up in heat level, each wing.
Ah. So.
And you can believe them answering the questions. The answers get shorter and shorter.
All right. So here's Cam Hayward. 10-time defensive captain of your Pittsburgh Steelers, just signed a contract extension, getting ready for the season, and his first of the 10 wings.
I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And today we're joined by Pittsburgh Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. He's the 2023 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, a 3-time All-Pro, and the host of the Not Just Football with Cam Hayward podcast. But how will he fare knuckled down in the trenches against the wings of death? Only time will tell. Cam Hayward, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Sean. I'm kind of nervous.
And that's totally natural. Almost all the guests walk in here a little bit nervous, but I know that you're someone who never backs down from a challenge.
Not at all.
What's your mindset like going into this interview?
My mindset was like, I don't think he really has the wings over there. I think he's just messing with me.
Ooh.
And so I don't really have a game plan. We're just going to eat these wings, have some fun. I'm going to try to make it to then. See how it goes. Do you eat the whole wing?
I'm going to go wherever you go.
You sure?
All right, Cam, yeah, you set the pace.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's really good. Okay. It's a good start. Fill in my ears a little bit.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So already, out of the gate, he's saying it's a little hot, right?
They start hot.
And then you have, is this the hottest?
This, I think, is wing number 9.
Oh, boy.
This is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity.
Oh, shoot.
A product of Kansas City, Missouri, and I will warn you beforehand, it's powerful.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Stand by.
Yeah. Here we go.
The doom music.
Oh.
How many? 2 million on the heat scale. Thank you, Andy Lindbergh. Oh, jeez.
He's struggling. His face is red in the video.
Don't let Coach Tomlin know you're doing... He can't play? His tongue burned off.
Pneumonia before this. Oh, my gosh. I keep going
back. Why do you keep...
He keeps going back for another bite.
Because you're going to talk about me after I leave?
What a glutton for punishment, huh?
Cam Hayward before the start of the season. We would be very upset if he can't play because his lips are chapped. But
so, Aaron, you watch the show, but are you a hot wing fan? I mean, you like it really hot?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could never go on that show. Yeah. I overcome acid reflux.
Did you ever see the movie where Ben Stiller sweating while he's eating, pretending he's not having a reaction with...
I do feel like... What is that movie?
It's...
Hold on. I'll find it.
What's her name? Jennifer.
Aniston.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find it.
When you see the video of him sweating at dinner, you'll get... I had that experience at Kaya down in the Strip District.
So did I, actually, now that you mention it. It's delicious food.
They gave me the wrong number, so to speak. Anyway, by the way, coming up, getting you ready for Steelers football, we know Jimmy Pohl and the Steelers fight song from the old days. They still use it now. They brought it back, actually, this year and last year at Acrisure as part of the Here We Go warm-up. And, of course, Black and Yellow, and then you got Renegade. But I got a whole... treasure trove of Steeler songs you maybe never heard. We're going to share.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.